Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest industry headlines on behalf of Financial Services Online. In Sydney, there's been an unsettling case of an asbestos scare leading to significant financial losses to a hospitality business. A festival was canceled when asbestos-contaminated mulch was discovered in a nearby park. An insurance claim from the impacted company was rejected by their insurer, Suncorp, citing an exclusion policy regarding contamination. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Suncorp, surmising the presence of the asbestos may have predated the policy period and showed no signs of malice. This challenging scenario underscores the complexity and pitfalls businesses may encounter when making insurance claims related to unexpected interruptions. Switching focus towards a landmark judicial decision from New South Wales. The Personal Injury Commission ruled that Jeffrey Forrest, a car crash victim, is entitled to have his dog walking service fees covered by QBE, his compulsory third-party insurer. This inclusion of dog walking as part of attendant care services could well broaden the interpretations of care services in future claims, representing a key development in insurance regulations. As we speak, Forrest's case returns to the Commission for further assessment of cost reasonableness. Let's move on to flinch-inducing figures surrounding the impact of extreme weather events across the country. These events have cost Australian insurers a whopping $1.83 billion in the first half of this year. Ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, the North Queensland floods, and the May floods in New South Wales are the primary culprits. Residents in New South Wales are urged to stay alert as severe conditions persist. Concurrently, the insurance sector gears up to support affected communities once the weather stabilizes. Finally, let's look at some key personnel changes in the industry. ASX-listed life insurer Clearview has recently appointed Peter Tulaka as head of underwriting. Peter brings with him a wealth of experience with over 20 years in the Australian underwriting sector. Clearview is aligning its offerings with national initiatives and fostering growth, involving changes to the medical underwriting framework and adjustments to the definitions in their Clear Choice and Life Solutions products. Well, that's your quick catch-up on the week's Australian insurance news from Financial Services Online. Our aim is to keep you informed so that you can make the most of your personal and business insurance decisions. Stay tuned until next time. For more information, you can visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll see you on Sunday, July 13th, for your next weekly insurance news wrap.